When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Musical theater performer is as gorgeous as Barbara Harris. Certainly no one who wasn't in the apple tree. One of the leading contendants for the 1967 Tony Awards. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the, there's no other word for it, gorgeous hamlet of Southampton, New York. Let me remind listeners that our program is generously underwritten by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. Well, next week, the Tonys will be bestowed once again in New York. I think Kevin Spacey's the host on June 11th. And what we've been doing for the last couple of years, out of context more than anything else, is to look at what the Tony Awards were like 50 years ago, half a century ago. And thankfully, Barbara Harris is still with us, as is Alan Alda, as is a number of people we're going to be looking at today. Let's see what Tony was like. It was a very odd year. Two kind of outliers. Maybe in a typical Tony year in the 60s, you had 8 or 9 shows that shared the major awards. This year, it really boiled down to the four nominees and the for Best Musical and their stars, really. So it wasn't a very wide field, I would say, but it was a very deep field, and it was the first Tony Awards broadcast on national television on ABC, I think. Alexander Cohen being the producer of that estimable program for a long time. Well, the lead pony, as it were, coming into the field was Cabaret, the Candor-Deb musical directed by Hal Prince. So here's a number I would have opened our show with if it had been a little shorter, but Willkommen to the 1967 Tony Awards. Take it away, Best Supporting Actor nominee Joel Grey.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Fremde, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe, reste, stay. Welcome and bienvenue, welcome. Im Kabarett, au Kabarett, du Kabarett. Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, guten Abend, bonsoir, good evening. Wie geht's? Comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Conferencier. Je suis votre compère. I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Im Kabarett, au Kabarett, du Kabarett. Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful. The battle to keep the girls from taking off all their clothing. So don't go away. Who knows? Tonight we may lose the battle.
Wir sagen willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. In cabaret, oh cabaret, to cabaret.
We are here to serve you.
Willkommen to today's Broadway to Main Street, the 1967 Tony Awards. Well, the Tony Awards have always been this sort of fungible, odd presence in pop culture. It had lots of strange rules. In fact, the Tony Awards for 67 were given out towards the end of March, so almost 2 months earlier than they are now, more than that. And Joel Grey, who we associate completely with cabaret and eventually headlined a revival of it in the 80s, was given the Tony Award for Best Supporting Actor in a Musical. So If your name wasn't above the title, you were not considered a leading actor. That was the definition. We'll get back to that. But above the title, in Best Actor category, was a young, gawky guy with a lot of charm who was the son of a movie star and Broadway star named Robert Alda. And of course, his name was Alan Alda. And here is Alan Alda's Tony-nominated performance for Best Actor in a Musical from The Apple Tree as Adam, singing about this strange other person who inhabits his world. Alan Alda.
She keeps filling up the hut with rubbish, like flowers and plants. And not only is it overcrowded, it's loaded with ants. She is definitely too intrusive, a nuisance. And yet, she's an interesting creature this eve. She's developing a strange new habit, which doesn't make sense. She's forever reaching out to touch me, which makes me feel tense. She is definitely quite eccentric, a numbskull, and yet she's an interesting creature this evening. Colors drive her absolutely crazy. The gold of the sun, the purple of the hills, crimson-colored clouds in the skies. When I say this is sentimental hogwash, foolishness, she simply sighs. When I'd rather be alone and resting, then she comes around and invariably starts describing some wonder she's found. She invariably gets my back up, yet invariably I perceive she's an interesting creature this evening. Once I saw her standing on a hilltop, her head tilted back, the sunlight on her face, gazing at the flight of a bird. And suddenly I saw that she was beautiful, beautiful. Yes, that's the word. There are animals around this garden more soothing than she, but there's nothing in the whole of Eden more pleasant to see. If she'd only learn to keep her mouth shut 1 minute at a time, why, I believe I could possibly enjoy just watching this curiously interesting creature.
Who knew Alan Alda had a singing voice like that? I knew that because I listened to that album from when I was in junior high school. Our next candidate for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in a Musical was a charming little guy who appeared on Broadway maybe once or twice. He was a big star in England. He was the original Where's Charlie in London. A guy named Norman Wisdom, who was also lovely in a movie called The Night They Raided Minsky's. And here he is as the leading character in a musical based on a turn of the 20th century British play called Hobson's Choice, called Walking Happy. Here is the charming Norman Wisdom.
Bill Mossop, life is too short for me to see my best chance slip away through fear of speaking out.
I'm your best chance?
You are that.
Well, by gum.
If I be your best chance, if I be your best chance of all, if I be your best chance, then your chances at best be small. I be your one hope, if I be the one hope you found, if I be your one hope, there's a scarceness of hope around. If I be near to being what you're seeing as a prize, either your mind is fleeing or you need some glasses for those big brown eyes. If I be your best chance, if it's me that you're choosing first, if I be your best chance, I would sure hate to meet your worst. When I heard that stomp, I knew that stomp was a stomp I should ignore. But before I knew what best to do, I was waist high in the store. I felt not at ease and weak in the knees with you towering like a tree. And try as I try, there's no way that I see you with the likes of me.
Stop underestimating yourself, Will Mossop, and right now.
In my Sunday best with trousers pressed, I'm dressed right to the teeth. Oh, I may look grand, but understand, I'm Will Mossop underneath. What would it mean with no love between? Oh, it raises an awesome doubt. You be sincere, but the fear I fear is we wouldn't have much without.
You're still my best chance, Will.
Oh, if I be your best chance, if it's me you've picked for your groom, if I be your best chance, then I'm bounded to say, walking away, it's been a day. By gum.
Now the only word you have to know to understand this little song is the Yiddish word Mieskeit. Mieskeit means ugly, funny looking. Mieskeit means Mieskeit, Mieskeit. Once upon a time there was a Mieskeit, Mieskeit. Looking in the mirror he would say, what an awful shock, I've got a face that could stop a clock. Mieskeit, Mieskeit, such a pity on him, he's a Mieskeit, Mieskeit. Got up in his heaven, left him out on a shaky limb. He put a Mieskeit on him. Listen, he grew up, even Mieskeits grow up. And soon in the cheder, means Hebrew school, he sat beside this little girl. And when he asked her her name, she replied, Ampel. He ran to the Zeder, that's grandfather, and said in that screechy voice of his, you told me I was the homeliest. Well, Gramps, you're wrong. Pile is. Mieskeit, Mieskeit, no one ever saw a bigger Mieskeit, Mieskeit. Everywhere a flaw, and maybe that is the reason why I'm going to love her until I die. Mieskeit, Mieskeit, oh, is it a pleasure? She's a Mieskeit, Mieskeit. She's the one I'll treasure, for I thought there could never be a bigger Mieskeit than me. Listen to what happened. And so they were married. And in a year, she turned and smiled. I'm afraid I am going to have a child. 9 months she carried, worrying how that child would look, and all the cousins were worried too. But what a turn fate took. Gorgeous, gorgeous, they produced a baby that was gorgeous, gorgeous, crowding round the cradle all the relatives, odd and ood. He ought to pose for a baby food. Gorgeous, gorgeous, would I tell a lie? He's simply gorgeous, gorgeous. Who'd have ever thought that we would see such a flawless gem out of Dumis kites like them? Wait, wait, this story has a moral. All my stories have morals. Moral, moral, yes, indeed, the story has a moral, moral. Though you're not a beauty, it is nevertheless quite true. There may be beautiful things in you. Meeskite, meeskite, listen to the fable of the meeskite, meeskite. Anyone responsible for loveliness, large or small, is not a meeskite at all.
Jack Gilford as Herr Schultz from Cabaret, also nominated for Best Leading Actor in a Musical. Now, again, isn't that strange that that part would be considered a leading part when Joel Grey, playing the MC in Cabaret, would be a supporting part, even though Joel Grey sang, I don't know, three or four more songs than Jack Gilford. Anyway, the magic world of the Tonys, and the magic world of the Tonys is what we're going into today, the 1967 Tonys. Let us turn our top hat to the fellow who won this category of Best Actor in a Leading Actor in a Musical, Robert Preston. Now, Robert Preston didn't have to prove anything. He had already been the champion of the 1950s with The Music Man. And he starred in a two-hander, a two-person musical with Mary Martin called I Do, I Do, which we'll talk a little bit about later. And here he sings a song called I Love My Wife. And you'll say, wait a minute, that's that Cy Coleman song. Well, you cannot copyright titles. So here is a Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt song sung charmingly and winningly. Was he ever anything less than charming and winning? Robert Preston, who won, get it, the Tony Award for Best Leading Actor in a Musical for I Do, I Do.
I love my wife, what should I do? I've been to see a specialist, but when he was through, he told me it's hopeless, I'm stricken for life. My son, he said, get back to bed, you happen to love your wife. Other men love famous stars, but not I, the sort you worship from afar. And I try. Other men love femme fatales, sveltely dressed. But when I'm with those femme fatales, I get depressed. 'Cause I love my wife. How will it end? I love her as a lover and not just as a friend. It may be abnormal, with drama it's rife. But nevertheless, I confess, I love my wife. It may be abnormal, with drama it's rife, but nevertheless, I confess, nevertheless, I confess, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I adore my wife.
That was Robert Preston, the winner of Leading Actor for the 1967 Tony Awards in a musical. Now, this was a strange year in that all the candidates for Best Actor and Best Actress leading performances were also each represented one of the four shows that was also nominated. So it was, again, it was a very tightly packed field. Didn't have a lot of different people from flops and stuff that had moved up. Louise Troy was a charming actress. She had been in Tovarish and High Spirits, and this was her real leading show on Broadway in Walking Happy, where she plays a kind of hard-nosed woman who tries to work out from under the oppression of her father's boot factory in Walking Happy. And she focuses her attention on the Norman Wisdom character and tries very much to make a man out of him. Here is Louise Troy's number that earned her a Tony nomination.
But I'll make a man of the man, although he's no dream. I'll make all I can of the man, though foolish I'll seem. I'll teach him for my hand and to help with my glove. I'll teach him to sigh whenever I sigh, to laugh when I laugh, to cry when I cry, and maybe perhaps even to fall in love. And when that I know he can be, then maybe he'll make a woman of me.
Miss Hobson, you'll have your £100. And that new start.
Maybe he'll make a woman of me.
Well, if you were in I Do, you might ask a question of Louise Troy as Maggie Hobson. What is a woman, after all? Now, I Do was this very intimate, to say the least, two-hander with two of Broadway's biggest stars, Robert Preston, who won the Tony, and Mary Martin, who was nominated for the Tony, didn't win. But she gave as good as she got, and here is her most moving solo from this show, proving she was always, was, and always will be a star.
This is very strange. Everything is changing. Suddenly a door can slam. This is very strange. Suddenly we're strangers. And I start to wonder who I am. What is a woman? What is she made of? Why is a woman afraid of not being in love? What is a woman? What does she long for? Why is it wrong for a woman to be all alone? Young girls are April with rainbows and changes. One day they grow up and April is over forever to be a woman means being lonely. That's why a woman is only alive when in love. Young girls are April with rainbows and changes. One day they grow up and April is over forever to be. That's why a woman is only alive when in love.
You say 50 marks, I say 100 marks. A difference of 50 marks, why should that stand in our way? As long as the room's to let, the 50 that I will get is 50 more than I had yesterday, yeah? When you're as old as I, is anyone as old as I? What difference does it make? An offer comes, you take. For the sun will arise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? When I was a girl, my summers were spent by the sea. So what? And I had a maid doing all the housework, not me. So what? Now I scrub up the floors and I wash down the walls and I empty the chamber pot. If it ended that way, then it ended that way. And I shrug and I say, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? When I had a man, my figure was stumpy and fat. So what? Through all of our years, he was so disappointed in that. So what? Now I have what he missed and my figure is trim, but he lies in a churchyard plot. If it wasn't to be that he ever would see the uncorseted me, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? So once I was rich and now all my fortune is gone. So what? And love disappeared and only the memory lives on. So what? If I've lived through all that, and I've lived through all that, 50 marks doesn't mean a lot. If I like that you're here, and I like that you're here, Happy New Year, my dear, so what? For the sun will rise and the moon will set, and you learn how to settle for what you get. It'll all go on if we're here or not. So who cares? So what? So who cares? So what? It all goes on. So who cares? Who cares? Who cares? So what?
Well, I care. That's Lotta Lenya. in clearly a supporting part from Cabaret, also nominated as leading performer in a musical. But I wouldn't take that away from her. What a performance she gave. Obviously, Lotte Lenya, whose roots stretched back to performing in Weimar, Germany, playing a character, you know, seen 30 years earlier in Weimar, Germany, from the groundbreaking 1967 musical Cabaret. And again, what an interesting year 1967 was, because you had Lenya and Mary Martin, two performers who had huge careers back in the mid-1930s, competing against interesting, complex, sexy, modern talent. And there wasn't anybody who fulfilled that requirement better than Barbara Harris, who played three astonishing roles, really four, in the Bach and Harnack musical, The Apple Tree. So she was Eve in the first show. She was this barbaric princess named Barbara in the second, which we'll get to listen to. And here she's a poor little chimney sweep who dreams of being a movie star. Here is the Tony-winning performance by Barbara Harris from The Apple Tree.
Chimneys are cozy, chimneys are warm. I think of chimneys as ports in a storm. But warm and cozy or not, I would give up the lot if I could only be a movie star.
Barbara Harris, the winner in 1967. Well, we've come down to the final part of the track. Here are the four nominees for Best Show. Our first nominee is Walking Happy, which was a jolly, somewhat forgettable, I think it ran 160-some-odd performances, musical, again, of a British play. Well, it worked for Pygmalion. Why wouldn't it work for Hobson's Choice? Well, it didn't. It had a very odd team, Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, to write the score. Very American, very California. But they wrote a terrific number, which still lives on in cabarets and in cast album bins everywhere. Here is the title number to Walking Happy.
You can tell about the manner of a man by the shape of his head. It has been said.
You can?
You can tell if his character is fine by a line in his hand. I understand.
In his hand?
But my own method of judging people I meet is by the way they use the shoes on their feet. There's the kind of walk you walk when the world's undone you. There's the kind of walk you walk when you're walking proud. There's the kind of walk you walk when the neighbors shun you. There's the kind of walk you walk sets you above the crowd. Now step out of here with a walk of the Will Mossop to be. And on the way out, Willie, you can hang the sign.
Sign?
Our new shop sign.
William Mossop, master bootmaker? Well, by gum! There's the kind of walk you walk when you feel like crowing. There's the kind of walk you walk when you're on your way. There's the kind of walk you walk when your pride is showing. And the kind of walk you walk when today's your day. There's the kind of walk you walk when the world's all rainbows and your heart's hopping like a popping jay. Good fortune's found you, chappie, and your life's a happy valentine. When you're walking happy, don't the blooming world seem fine?
Our next nominee, it was by, to me, the greatest team of the 1960s, Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick. Hello, Sheldon, if you're listening out there on the East End. And this was a wonderful, smart outlier, a rare three-act musical about, what would you say, romance, men and women, seduction, called The Apple Tree. And this is from the second act where, based on the story of the Lady and the Tiger, they concocted a kind of, I don't know, not prehistoric, a kind of antediluvian civilization full of barbarians and warriors and things. And here is the romantic ballad from that, Barbara Harris, Alan Alden. Then we'll hear a little bit of Larry Blyden, the third lead, to take us home on the nominee, The Apple Tree.
Barbara.
Sanja.
Sanja.
Barbara. Do you love me?
Forever.
Did you miss me?
Did I ever? When battle had all but drained me, one vision alone sustained me, the thought of you and our forbidden love.
Whenever my days were harried, and father would say, get married, I thought of you and our forbidden love.
So kiss me, come kiss me, for who knows when we may kiss like this.
Shh, someone's coming.
Barbara, this is torture.
I know.
Let's run away.
Where?
I have this cousin who served with Julius Caesar, and he told me about a place called Gaul.
What?
Gaul.
They tell me it's divided in three parts. We'll pick the part that's closest to our heart. In Gaul, we'd live so simply. No more feathers and fuss, just the children and us. In Gaul, we'd have a garden on the outskirts of town, and a house painted brown. No more stolen kisses,
no more stolen sighs,
stolen nights,
stolen days,
stolen bites,
swollen eyes. In Gaul, we'd be so happy. Oh, Sanja, my hawk,
Barbara, my dove,
we'd be two ordinary people in love. In love, in Gaul. It's impossible. You know as well as I, our place is here. My people need me,
and I have my career.
Though this is our fate, we'll fight it.
Our passion will thrive despite it.
Though we're at odds with all the gods above,
we'll keep well hidden our forbidden love.
I must advise your proudness. There are things it is better not to know. If you insist your proudness, then of course I will tell you even so. You will not reconsider. You are certain you want this knowledge. Though I warn you against this knowledge, be it on your own head. What's forbidden to know, you shall know. Be it so.
One of the interesting facts about the 67 Tony Awards, it seems to me, is the with the exception of the winner, very few of these shows kind of lingered on. I Do, the two-hander with Robert Preston and Mary Martin, hung around for a while. It was always a good little show for, I don't know, Carol Burnett and Rock Hudson did it for cable television, I think, years ago. But it did spawn a hit called My Cup Runneth Over, which Ed Ames turned into a chart topper. Here are Robert Preston and Mary Martin to sing the most famous song from I Do, I Do.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love.
Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do. Constantly, I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love. In only a moment, we both will be old. We won't even know. The world turning cold. And so in this moment, with sunlight above, my cup runneth over with love. With love.
Well, we're coming to the final envelope for the 1967 Tony Awards. I am glad you joined me today. I hope you'll join me next week, June 11th, for the actual Tonys. We're going to do a 2017 Tony show. This is just the prelude, folks. This is just the overture. And you'll get to hear all the nominees for all the big hits and all the big shows, because that's what we bring you here on Broadway to Main Street, the best and the brightest of Broadway. Well, clearly the winner in 1967 was Cabaret, and boy, was it a winner. It won in 8 categories, 8 out of, I think, 11. So a monumental show, a game changer if ever there was one. Certainly Hal Prince and his design team all won Tonys. And in the Steve Lawrence, Sammy Davis, not even nominated category, was Jill Hayworth, who played Sally Bowles. That's the kind of year it was, folks. Even the lead to Cabaret wasn't even nominated. But the show was. It was a Titanic hit. And here to take us out is the title number from the winner of the 1967 Tonys, Cabaret.
Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, and now, once again, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, oh chum, come to the cabaret. I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come here, the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum, come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom, time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum, come to the cabaret. And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, isn't that long a day? Life is a cabaret, old chum, only a cabaret, old chum, and I love a cabaret.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.